99.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're expecting more drama in a Georgia courtroom today. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis will take the stand again in former President Trump's election interference case to defend a romance with a colleague. CBS's Naomi Ruckum is in Atlanta.
Co-defendant Michael Roman claims Willis's previous relationship with prosecutor Nathan Wade is a financial conflict of interest and argues she should be removed from the case. The pair took lavish trips while Willis's office paid Wade $650,000 for his work on the case. Willis said she reimbursed Wade for costs of the trips.
I don't need anything from a man. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Mr. Trump could be on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars when a judge in New York announces a decision at his civil fraud trial today. The former president's accused of inflating his wealth on financial statements given to banks and insurers to make deals and secure loans. A man whose teenage son killed four students at his high school in Michigan wants his trial moved. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
A lawyer for James Crumbly says his client cannot get a fair trial in Oakland County, Michigan because of widespread publicity and his wife's recent conviction on involuntary manslaughter charges. James Crumbly is facing the same charges, and jury selection is scheduled for March 5th. It's unusual in Michigan to change the location of a trial or to bring in jurors from another county. Crumbly is accused of making a gun accessible to their son, Ethan, and failing to get mental health care for him.
His son serving a life sentence. Biden administration officials have their work cut out for them today.
Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are attending the Munich Security Conference less than a week after Donald Trump said he would defend non-paying NATO allies from attack if he's reelected. So job one will be reassuring European allies that the U.S. remains committed to defending their security. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Found a famous guitar lost in London in 1972.
One, two, three, four!
The Hofner bass Paul McCartney used as a teenager in Hamburg for $37 has been discovered in a dusty attic in Hastings, England. The homeowners unaware whose it was. Police have traced its path, identified the thief, whose name hasn't been made public. McCartney used the guitar on several Beatles tracks. It's now valued at $12.5 million. Taylor Swift fever's broken out in Australia. The BBC's Eva McCarthy.
Melbourne Airport has had its busiest day today since before the pandemic. It's impossible to get a hotel room here in Melbourne. It's impossible to even get a dinner reservation.
Swift's playing several shows there through the weekend. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Tune in Friday, Devil's Advocates. We air the grievances and we bring you the verdict in the Trump fraud trial. A massive verdict, I suspect. 4-6.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I love going to the grocery store. It's like a museum of food I've eaten. Ah, the work of Frito-Lay. A lovely exhibit. Peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. A masterpiece. What is this, double-stuffed Oreos? How abstract. I do feel uncomfortable when they're bagging my groceries, though. Talk about feeling lazy. Say, hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. I could help, but I'll just watch. Yeah, I'm exhausted from picking that out. You want to come home and unpack them for me? I'm looking for a friend. When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores? Are you a member of our secret club? I'm just getting hot dogs. That'll be $8,000. Or you can join our club. I can't come to a lot of meetings.
WRJN Radio on your Friday. It's Friday. Wow. Okay, that's good. Over. What's the next big holiday coming up? Well, we got President's Day, but I mean, a fun holiday. I guess the next big fun one is St. Patrick's Day, right? What do we have in April? We have April Fool's Day. We have Easter in April, right? It's sometimes at the end of March. So we have it I think we have it in April this year. President's Day is coming on Monday. I guess there's no mail. There's no nothing going on then. All right. What else do we have coming up here? Boy, my calendar is loaded with weekly team meetings on here from the company. When did that get on there? It was in my phone. Okay, Easter is coming up on... it's in March this year. Yeah, March 31st. All right. It's not in April. So we have nothing in April this year. talk about Memorial Day. We've got the first day of summer in June. We've got the 4th of July coming. Oh, wow. A whole bunch of warm holidays coming up. Barbara Streisand. I just heard her in an interview on the radio recently, and she sounds exactly the same. I know she's up there in age, but she doesn't sound it. Hey, you know who turned 90 years old yesterday? Tina Louise. Remember her from Gilligan's Island? Ginger? Somebody said happy 90th birthday to Tina Louise. She was born in 1924. Yeah, that would make, well, no, 1934 she was born. That would make her 90 years old. I can't picture Ginger from Gilligan's Island 90 years old, but we all get up there sometime. Some we don't make it. Some do. She's lucky. She's up there at 90, and I saw a picture of her. She looks good. I mean, she's got her eyes open, which is better than a lot of people at age 90 when they... Remember they used to put pennies on your eyes? Remember that thing? You always see those old movies or old photographs of people who were dead. You want to see something gruesome I saw? On Facebook, you get all these weird Facebook pages that want to, you know, they want you to join. And one was Old Pictures. It was an old photograph site. And what they used to do was, when you died, this is, we're talking the 1800s here, by the way, like 1860, 1850, 1870, around there. When you died, they used to take a picture with you. But the way they did it was, and you could tell it in the photograph if you look closely, they used to open your eyes. Let's say the wife passed away. The husband would pose with the wife, and she was held up by wires. They attach wires to the ceiling and prop her up and hold her up with wires and move her mouth in the form of a smile with her eyes open. You could tell she wasn't alive, and I'll tell you how you can tell. Back when they took pictures of that, you had to stand perfectly still for a period of time. It's not like today we click, click, and it's done. You had to stand perfectly still. She is not blurry at all, but the husband would be a little bit blurry because he can't stand perfectly still. And then the person who posted it say you can notice the wires and how sharp she is because she's not moving. She's dead. Well, he's moving. He's breathing. And you can see it in the blurriness. That's kind of a gruesome thing to take a picture with a dead person. I guess that's the way they did it back then. Woof. Gives you the willies to think about it. Hey, coming up at 7:06 this morning, because he was late yesterday by almost a half hour, he's being punished. Mike Beano from Our Wisconsin Magazine is making a return today for a few minutes to talk about some of the articles in Our Wisconsin this month. Also at 7:30, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters talking about the movies out there. At 7:50, Mike Clemens is going to wrap up his Las Vegas trip to the Super Bowl and talk about the Bucks' troubles, he said. Do you believe spring training started? Whoa! What happened to winter? We didn't get a winter this year, did we? I mean, one morning I came to work, it was minus 11. That was one day. It was cold. And then after that, it was up to 55 degrees. Cloudy today. Highs near 33. A little wintry. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 13. That's winter. Now, for the weekend, you got sunshine Saturday and Sunday with a high near 32. Tomorrow, 39 on Sunday. Cloudy and 25 degrees right now. Coming up tomorrow at noon, the Badgers will be out in Iowa. And that game, again, starts at noon here on WRJN. Well, it seems like it almost makes me want to go back to school. Talking about sports here, two kids from Colorado were just awarded the first ever athletic scholarships to play Division I cornhole. You know what that is, right? It's that box with a hole and you toss the beanbags in it. You see, at picnics and, you know, family events, you know, church events, they always have those cornhole games. There's actually an athletic scholarship for that. On National Signing Day last week, they signed letters of intent to play D1 cornhole for Winthrop University in South Carolina. School hasn't said how much the scholarship is for. It's not a full ride, but it's some money. Their new coach at Winthrop thinks full ride scholarship for cornhole could happen eventually, though. Oh, you don't tell me they're going to make that into an Olympic event. Please don't tell me that. I think flag football is an Olympic event in the next Summer Olympics coming up. All right, yesterday was Single Awareness Day. Singles Awareness Day. Now, it's always the day after Valentine's Day. It's supposed to celebrate single people. Now, whoever came up with that Singles Awareness Day was kind of mean because S-A-D, Singles Awareness Day, spells sad. Speaking about Single Awareness Day, I had a story here. Oh, yeah. This woman in Baltimore named Jenny Libertini. She just turned 109 years old. Her friends say the secret to her longevity is staying single. She's been divorced for decades. She has no stress in her life. Just plays a lot of bingo. And she attributes that, and her friends attribute it to the fact that she's not married. All right. That'll do it. This past Saturday, we lost the inventor of Pop-Tarts. His name is Bill Post. No relation to Post cereals, by the way. He passed away at the age of 96. He always downplayed his involvement, saying he just led an amazing team that developed the concept in the early 60s. Just before Pop-Tarts, the company Post, no relation to Bill, as I said, announced Country Squares. They would later become Toast'em Pop-Ups. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were similar but more successful in their branding and marketing. Maybe we should have a giant Pop-Tart somewhere. That's a statue to this guy. Put his name on it. Giant Pop-Tart. He did change breakfast forever. I mean, you go to the supermarket, there's a whole wall of different Pop-Tarts on there. I got to say something. They're good as a snack. Even if you don't pop them in a toaster, they're good. A 26-year-old man in Michigan broke into a jail so he could break into an ATM machine that was in the lobby. The cops came, escorted him to jail right down the hallway. What? How stupid can you be? You break into a jail to break into the ATM machine in the lobby where all the cops are. Want your Valentine's Day flowers to last a little longer? They are beautiful, aren't they? Oh, yeah. Some guy on TikTok tried 9 different hacks and added things like aspirin and 7-Up to the water, but they didn't work. The two that did perform best were you put pennies in there and regular old flower food. You know, the stuff you use like Miracle-Gro, stuff like that. Yeah, just put it in the water, and they last longer that way. And they are beautiful, aren't they? A Walgreens in Washington, D.C. has been robbed every month for 6 months. The same every time, too. An armed robber would come in demanding money for the safe. As it turns out, the store manager and his nephew were in on it and working with the robber. Now, you would think if it's the same every time, and the same manager, the same nephew, or the same manager hands over the money every time, you'd think they'd think that he was in on it. And, of course, he was. This is clever. I got to look more into this. I got to tell the people from the library when they come in to visit. A Minnesota library created a limited edition library card featuring a laser loon. I don't know what that is, but locals are trying to get it like a collectible. Maybe you should make collectible library cards, and maybe kids will want them. Now, you can't just put a picture of a superhero on there without paying for it, obviously, but you can put a picture of something on there. You don't have to pay for everything. A Delta flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. And by the way, I'm always telling you, that's number 342 reason why I don't like to fly. This is in the top two of why I don't like to fly. A Delta flight from Amsterdam to Detroit had to turn around 2 hours in because maggots were falling from the overhead bin over to the people below. Turns out they were coming out of a rotting fish somebody brought and put in the overhead compartment. That is probably one of the top two reasons why I don't like to fly. Maggots falling onto my head from the overhead bin. Who brings a rotting fish? Didn't they smell it? Don't they check this stuff? I mean, somebody walks aboard to smell a rotting... Oh, maggots all over the flight. They had to turn it around. This is why I don't fly. Doors falling off planes at 16,000 feet. Nose gear falling off the planes. People belligerent on the planes, fighting with the flight attendants. Then you got the pilots who are drunk. Ugh. How about that jet? Private jet plane landed on the freeway and burst into flames. See, this is why I don't like to fly. But one of the top reasons, maggots falling from the overhead compartment. 6:19 coming up on now. 6:19 to WRJN, a Civic Media station. Hometown Radio refreshed.
Listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
To play with this group, the Chiffons. He was a guitarist with them, and they played on the East Coast. Yeah.
Oh, I know
before, he used to play with the Shirelles, the Chiffons, the Crystal, not the Crystal, with the Crystals? No, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Benny King, Ruby the Romantics, Little Anthony the Imperials, the Times, and there were a few other groups he used to play with, too. He played with some of the biggest groups of 60s rock and roll. Like Jay and the Americans, and who's the guy from Joey D and the Starlighters? played with them all. He could play all these instruments. For somehow, nothing rubbed off on me because I can't play anything. Although, I am taking piano lessons now. I hope to come in one day and do a full concert for you right here in the studio on a piano. We'll have a grand piano brought into the studio here now. I learn how to play it. Right now, I'm still on my three notes. C-D-E, 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 C-D-E. Still learning the piano. I'll learn. My wife's teaching me. My brother tried to teach me the guitar and the organ once, and I just couldn't grasp it. You know what the thing is? When I look at music, I see dots on a piece of paper. When somebody like my brother or my wife look at that same sheet, they see music. I don't see the music. You know what I got coming down on Monday? I'll tell him, Mark Eichner's coming in from the Racine Concert Band. I'll talk to him about that. He looks at a sheet where I see the dots, and he sees music on there. That's the difference. I'm trying to figure out what the dots mean, and he's trying to conduct an orchestra. That's tough. Oh, that's a tough job. You know, my sister-in-law saw that movie Maestro, the story of Leonard Bernstein with Bradley Cooper. She said it was awful. Looked good to me. I didn't see it because it's, you know, one of those streaming movies. So I didn't see it, but it looked like it might be good. I'll have to see for myself. Hey, if you still have your holiday decorations up, is it intentional? And there are homes that still have their holiday decorations up outside. Or you've just been too busy and too lazy to put them away. Regardless of the reason, there is a single perfect day for taking your decorations down. According to Christian tradition, you should have taken them down, Christmas trees, decorations, everything, on the 12th night to avoid bad luck. Not the 12th night of the year, the 12th night after Christmas. So 12 nights after Christmas, that would have been December 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30, 31. I can't figure it out. 12 nights after Christmas, they all have to be down. Coming to work, I still see people with their house light, you know, their Christmas lights on their house and everything. Guy's got a snowman and a Christmas tree out in front of his house. I like it. But it's bad luck, they said. Feel the flu coming on? A silly video is going viral on TikTok with this flu remedy. You put slices of potatoes on the bottom of your feet before you sleep at night. You put, you know, socks over them to hold them in place. And you take the potatoes out when you wake up in the morning and the flu will avoid you. Yeah, right. Are you still any fans of fads that were big 10, 12 years ago? BuzzFeed polled its readers. And here are the 11 things that were trending in 2013. So this is, what, 11 years ago. How do you feel about them in 2024? Honey Boo Boo. Remember Honey Boo Boo? 49% aren't fans anymore and never were. 42% don't care. 9% still love her. That show ran for four seasons from 2012 to 2014. Her real name is Alana Thompson. She's going to be 19 years old this August. Honey Boo Boo. Remember Honey Boo Boo? Oh, I remember this. Remember the song, What Does the Fox Say? Remember that? What Does the Fox Say? It was a top trending YouTube video for 2013. 22% still say they love it. I have a fox at home. It's a, it looks like a plush toy, but it's got batteries in it. And when you turn it on, it goes, What Did the Fox Say? That was a big fad. All right, how about Vine, V-I-N-E? Remember that? It debuted in 2013. It shut down in 2017. Vine. Was that a music site or something like that? And twerking. 55% think it's lame now. Another 26% don't have an opinion. Only 19% think it's still cool in 2024. Remember twerking? Remember Miley Cyrus twerked on one of the shows, those award shows on TV. A lot of people have a lot of stuff in bed with them. 42% of people say they still sleep with stuffed animals, at least occasionally. 29% of people have at least three pillows. 44% of people sleep with their pets. Now, I used to sleep with my pets. When I had my Pomeranian, he used to sleep on the bed with me when I was single. Yeah, he used to crawl up on the pillow next to me. What annoying was he used to stretch his legs out and they occasionally hit me in the face while I was sleeping because, you know, they stretch. But she slept on the pillow next to me. She didn't want to sleep in her doggy bed. It's more comfortable on the pillows next to me. Let's see. I sleep with two pillows. But, yeah, I can sleep with one pillow. It doesn't matter to me. All right. AllAboutCats.com put together a list of the top 10 richest pets in the world. At number three is Taylor Swift's Scottish Fold cat called Olivia Benson. Got a last name. She has a net worth of $97 million. Olivia earned her worth by appearing alongside Taylor in various commercials like DirecTV, Diet Coke, and AT&T, and her music videos. See, it's good when a cat earns its keep. That's what I like. Not just laying around the house, collecting dust, and eating your food. They earn their keep. At number one is Gunther the Sixth. At $500 million, he's a He's a German Shepherd owned by the Gunther Corporation. His grandfather inherited an $80 million fortune, which has since grown from real estate investments. So this dog didn't do anything. Just sat there and waited till somebody gave him the money. Odd but true, the guy who invented... This is sad in a way. Very sad. The guy who invented the Slinky had a nervous breakdown. He moved to Bolivia to be a missionary or possibly join a cult. Details are sketchy. But he left his company to his wife and never came back. He invented the Slinky. I had my son bought my wife and I actually bought my wife a Slinky about 2 years ago. They're made of plastic now. They used to be made of metal. Remember that? Then they, you know, it's Slinky, it's Slinky. Remember that toy? used to have it walk down the stairs. Yeah, I think everybody had a Slinky when I was growing up. That's all they did. I mean, do back and forth in your hand with the Slinky. It really didn't do much. But they were fun. Everybody had a Slinky. How much do you have to eat at the buffet for the restaurant to lose money on you? The answer is a lot. At a regular buffet, you probably have to do at least 5 to 7 pounds of crab legs. At a Chinese buffet, you have to eat 8 to 10 plates stacked up with meat. At a pizza buffet, you have to eat at least 4 entire pizzas before they lose money on you. I see, when I haven't been to a buffet in about 10, 12 years, but last time I was there, they had this guy, he was just sitting there reading a book, then he'd get more food, and then he'd read a book and get more food, and spend his day at the buffet. I guess you're allowed to, right? All right. WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at Civic Media Station, Hometown Radio, refreshed. We're talking Our Wisconsin Magazine, Part 2, coming up at 7:06 this morning.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Hubbell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Any farmer in Wisconsin would tell you our international sales so far this calendar year, lackluster at best. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that includes our dairy complex. For example, we've got a lot of cheese in cold storage right now. But Mike North, one of the primary owners of EverAg in Platteville, says take a closer look at the cheese that's in storage. Some of it's there for a reason.
Our country continues to demand more and more cheese that requires more and more time in storage. So some of this growth is aging programs at work and cheese just being carried longer to, you know, hit a different flavor profile. But ultimately, where we see it, you know, is in some of these American varieties, and that ultimately sends a signal that, you know, we're not keeping up on the fresh side either.
Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, he says because of this new demand for that flavor profile that requires aged cheese, suddenly those storage numbers are hard to decipher as far as what they really mean to the marketplace. Well, the marketplace on a Friday morning right now trading a little stronger after 2 days of negative ink. I'll get you the numbers next.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Barrel cheese in Chicago on Thursday dropped another 2 cents to 155.5. 40-pound block cheese down 2.25, 149.25. While AA butter on Thursday gained a penny to 272.75 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the March Class 3 milk is currently up a nickel at 16.85. The April milk is up 4, 17.17 a hundredweight. Right now, December corn in Chicago is a penny stronger at 4.58. November new crop beans are up 6 at 11.46. July new crop wheat, that's down 2 at 5.68 a bushel. Do remember, markets will be closed on President's Day Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 14 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 30. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Hubbell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
completely convinced there's aliens. My brothers say no, they're very scientific about it. I go, well, what if they're just smarter than us and that's why we don't know they're here? Like fish don't know we're up here, but we're certainly snagging them whenever the hell we feel like it. I go, I bet if we drain the ocean, we'd find like 20 trillion tiny posters with pictures of fish that just say, missing. That one took you guys a while. Some people really weren't in sync on that. Because I bet every time we catch a fish, some other fish were just swimming around going, hey, wait a minute. Where'd Bill go? And you know when we throw Bill back, the other fish do not believe his story about where he was.
Together for three people, and so it was with Peter, Paul, and Mary. The magic was just there. Yeah. Never get tired of hearing their songs. They had so many hit songs. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Leave It on a Jet Plane, probably one of their biggest, too. Let's check our news this morning. Stuart J. Waddles is in our news center today. Our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, watching these stories for us. There's apparently a movement toward homicide charges in connection to the deaths of a married couple in the Elkhorn Bar. There's also another possible element to the story. Online jail records from Walworth County show Thomas Root Jr. is being held on three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, along with armed robbery and felon in possession of firearm charges. The bodies of the two people, Gina and Emerson Weingart, were found in the sports bar. Root's attorney identified him, and no formal charges have been filed so far. He's now a former Racine County Sheriff's Office deputy. The department has terminated Preston Kite, with the 37-year-old accused of child sex crimes in court yesterday. He appeared via Zoom, and court records note he does not yet have an attorney. The discovery of the child pornography stems from an incident reported by a man at the Petro Stopping Center on I-94. An alleged Kite tried to meet up with the man in the bathroom while in uniform. The Racine Police Department's SWAT team is looking for new training locations. A social media post says they're looking for vacant buildings or houses across southeastern Wisconsin to better prepare for a variety of deployments. Officials have encouraged those with suitable training locations to reach out to the department. And efforts are underway to establish a dedicated adults-only section at the libraries in Kenosha County. A county committee recently endorsed the proposal to segregate books containing adult themes and content into separate sections. The complete Kenosha County Board is scheduled to vote on the proposal in the coming week. Well, I heard adult section there. I got nervous. Stuart J. Waddles watching our news for us this morning. He'll have updates on these stories and more throughout the day today here at WRJN. Thank you, Stuart. Yeah, I got nervous when I heard adult section there. You know, I watch all these, It's so depressing to watch some of these true crime stories on TV, and I get sucked into them on 2020, Dateline, and all these other shows. It appears they're not running out. There's always some kind of true crime. Now, some of the Datelines in 2020s are the same crimes, only because they're, I hate, for lack of a better word, spectacular. I mean, some of the stupidity. They had one on 2020 this Friday. This woman and her boyfriend, they had a tumultuous relationship, but they were on and off. She was a beautiful girl, and she was an escort, paid escort. And she had a bunch of clients, including one guy who was a prominent, she lived in Nashville, by the way. He was a prominent car owner family. In other words, they owned car dealerships all over Austin. He was always on TV commercials with his car dealerships, and very wealthy, very prominent. And he hired this escort several times when he was in Nashville on business. And I guess the boyfriend of the escort sent him an extortion note saying he wanted money. And so through an acquaintance, the car dealership owner arranged to have the girlfriend killed. Now, he didn't know it was the boyfriend sending it. He thought it was the girl sending it. And it turns out they killed both of them. These three or four guys, they shot and killed the boyfriend and the girlfriend. And he got linked back to this guy in Austin who owned all these car dealerships of this family. And he was found guilty. They were all found guilty. And now they're going to be sentenced in June. Like, could be life in prison with no chance of parole. Only because he didn't want his family finding out he was with an escort. So he had him killed. And the prosecutor said this guy had so much money that he thought, I'll write a check and all my problems will go away. And of course, it didn't. He has more problems now than he had in the first place. And I bet you he wish he could take it back now and just have his wife find out about it. So anyway, that story was on 2020 Friday night. And they stretch it out over 2 hours. But the elaborate things people will go to. Yeah, and you know what I worry about? When I get my new sticker for my license plate, if I don't get it on in time, you know, it's sitting in the house, I forget to put it on, and I say, oh no, wait a second, it's due on today. And I start driving the car down streets where I know no police are looking, even though I have the sticker at home. I get all nervous about it. That's what gets me. You ever have a headlight go out and you're afraid to go out at night before, you know, you can't get it fixed right away? And you're afraid a cop's going to see you, and you try not to drive down streets where, you know, police hang out because you got one headlight out. That's the stuff that panics me. Sure, people are similar to me. I mean, I can't be the only nut out there who worries about that kind of stuff. All right, the average person gets 36 emails every week. Well, I get more than that. But these 36 are absolutely pointless. The most pointless emails include wishing someone a happy birthday. Really? I like to get emails like that. The printer is broken. There's going to be a fire drill. Someone new is starting today, so be sure and say hi. Who left something in the copy machine? Congratulatory messages about a job well done. Everybody likes getting those. Someone left their lights on. Food is missing from the fridge. Someone stole my stapler. We're out of coffee. Who didn't flush the toilet? Get that one out there, too. I like getting birthday ones, and you did a nice job. Who doesn't like getting those? How much cash are you carrying right now? The average American has $22 in cash on them at this very moment. A study also found about 1 in 5 people carry more than $100, and 5% of people, have a $100 bill on them right now. Not me. Not me. Up until the other day, I had $1 in my pocket. I had to buy something, and I didn't hit the ATM. I didn't cash a check yet. And I went to this change jar I have on my dresser, and I pulled out $5 in quarters to pay for something at Walgreens. Hey, you got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. 39% of people would use a coupon on a first date, would you? 9% of men say when they use a coupon, they try to hide it from their date. Only 9% of women say they'd be offended by a guy who used a coupon on a date. I don't see what the big deal is. You know, he's paying for it. He might as well pay for it the way he wants to pay for it. A study found you're least likely to get punched in the face in the month of February. You're most likely to get punched in the face in May and July. I think it's because people go out more in the summer and have larger drunken parties, which leads to violence. Yeah, who goes out in February to have a drunken party? Yeah, so don't worry about getting punched in the face now. A study found we're having developing all sorts of unattractive side effects from constantly looking down at our cell phones. Constantly bending your neck leads to sagging skin, droopy jowls, and wrinkles at the bottom of your neck that shouldn't show up until you're much older, much, much older, and not 19 years old. All right, well, we have our cell phones, and I'm sure there's more problems. You know, I had some cramps in my fingers the other day. I wonder if it's because of the cell phone. Curious. Study found the most names associated with being the best husbands and wives. Are you ready? The best husbands are named David, Andrew, Daniel, Paul, and John. It's almost like the apostles. The best wives are Katie, Sophie, Louise, Sarah, and Emily. I don't see my name on that list or my wife's name either. According to a study, 1 out of 10 people say communicating is so stressful they want to cry by the time they get to work. The study also found the average person wastes about 18 minutes a day coming down from their commute before they can really focus on work. So today, I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to the radio, and I made the wrong turn. I usually take, you know, Main Street down to 14th Street, but I didn't do that. I went over the bridge, and I said, oh, I'm going the wrong way. Now, I can go this way. There's no big deal. I'm going to get the same place and probably the same amount of time. But I turned the car around, and I said, oh, I'm not going to do it. So I turned the car around again. I just went the other way. I don't know why I thought I had to turn the car around. What's the most unethical thing you've seen at work? A few good ones we heard about. A paramedic whose coworkers used to steal everything out of the ambulances and only got caught when a guy tried to walk out with a stretcher. And a guy worked at an antique bookstore and was told to forge author's signatures, including Charles Darwin. That's terrible. Feeling overweight? The average American eats 5,952 slices of pizza in their lifetime, or about 8 slices a month. Our top 5 dream toppings, lobster, shrimp, crab, filet mignon, and chicken. Who puts lobster and filet mignon on shrimp on their pizza? I mean, it sounds good. It's very expensive. Here's some advice on what to do if you win the Powerball. This came from billionaire Mark Cuban. Hire a tax attorney first. Don't take the lump sum. Tell your friends and family no when they ask for money. And don't invest it. Put it in the bank. Don't invest in it. All right. Yeah, tell your friends. Yeah, all of a sudden your family comes out. Oh, you got some money. Well, my parents retired with $1 million. They had money. My father arranged it perfectly. And they retired to Florida with $1 million. All of a sudden, neighbors started coming up asking to borrow money. They were in dire straits. Relatives who needed money. My father gave them everything they wanted, and not one person paid it back. By the time they passed away, they had very little money because they gave it all away. Gave it away to people that said they needed the money. Isn't that too bad? Nobody paid it back. And I said to my mother, what happened to the money? And her attitude was, well, don't worry about it. I said, well, I'm paying your bills for you here. I got to know where the money is. I'm setting up all your financial stuff here. So don't worry about it. It went to a good cause. But all these neighbors in Florida who lived in their gated community came up with hard luck stories. And my mother lent them the money. Better yet, gave them the money because nobody ever paid it back. I wonder if they ever asked for the money back, if they'd get it back, you know. Well, no importance now. The people who borrowed it and my parents are long gone, so it's just gone. You know, when I took over their finances toward the end there, I said, where did all the money go? I mean, you used to have all this money. Now you don't have this money anymore. What happened to it all? And she said, don't worry about it. And I did a little digging, and I found out where it went. Someday I got to tell you how I got their credit card statements down. Because they, you know, credit card debt, they paid it all off. But toward the end, my mother wasn't, you know, taking care of business the way she should have. Someday I'll tell you how I did it. It's 6:49 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream.
Forecast calling for a cloudy day with a high near 33. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 13. But tomorrow and Sunday, sunny with a high near 32 tomorrow, 39 on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy and 25 degrees at WRJN. The Badgers will play Iowa tomorrow afternoon, 12 noon here on WRJN. It's 6:52. Coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're going to be talking Our Wisconsin Magazine. Mike Bino was late yesterday, so we didn't have a chance to talk about the articles in there. So as punishment, he has to come back. And so he's doing that at 7:06 this morning. At 7:30, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And at 7:50, we're going to find out what it was like in Las Vegas last week for Mike Clemens covering the Super Bowl. And he also said he wants to talk about some of the troubles the Badgers are having right now. And we have spring training coming up. It always feels good when you hear spring training. Even though it's in Arizona and Florida where spring training takes place, it always feels good. They're talking the word spring. You know, spring is less than a month away. Is it a month away? No, it's almost a month away. It's not a month yet. It's almost a month away, spring. That's not bad. Although we had 55 degrees about 2 weeks ago. That felt good. Yeah, I was telling you how, I'll tell you now, how if you have parents that are older and you, what happened was my sister-in-law went down to visit my parents in Florida and I found out my mother hadn't been paying the bills for 6 months because she was dealing with my father and his problems. So they sent the box to me. A whole giant box of bills, and I had to go sort this out. I had it on my kitchen table, and you have to figure out what the heck is going on here. So what I did was I separated all the credit cards from everything else and what had to be paid right away, and I called each credit card company, and they said, no, you got to pay this in full with interest. I said, here's the story. You're dealing with two people in their upper 80s. I got news for you. You're not going to see a dime of this money. This money's gone. You could take a 90-year-old or 89-year-old person to court and see what you have what happens. Or you can deal with me. And when you deal with me, you'll get paid. But here's what's going to happen. You're not going to get any interest. I'm going to pay the whatever the principal is, and that's it. And we'll pay it off. And they said, well, we can't talk to you now because you're not the person whose name is on the card. And I said, then I'm going to hang up on you, and you'll never see a dime. If I were you, I'd get a supervisor on the phone. And I did that with each credit card. Eventually, they dealt with me. And we got rid of all the interest. No interest on any of these credit cards, including a Best Buy card. Got rid of the interest, and I paid off the principal on every single card they had. Every bill got paid, but I had to fight and negotiate with these people to say, no interest. I'm not going to deal with interest. Or you could not get paid at all. It's your choice. You're not going to get money from these people. It's not going to happen because they don't have it. So, and they did have some money, but I told them they didn't have any money. So when you talk to the supervisors, eventually they want their money, and they're only going to get it by dealing with me. And it happened. I got every bill paid off. My parents, when they passed away, every single debt was paid. But you have to negotiate with these people on how it's going to happen. And I only would pay the principal. So it can be done. It's just a lot of work, a lot of fighting, and knowing who to call first. The Best Buy people were the toughest. They didn't want to give an inch. And I said, well, good. Goodbye. You're not going to see any money. They said, well, your parents are going to have to pay it. I said, take them to court. They're 80. My father's 89. Go drag him into court. He's got dementia. And see how that works for you. And eventually they came around. It's funny how that works. Huh? All right. If you are sick, your coworkers want you to stay home, even if it means more work for them. 63% of people say it's unprofessional to go to work with a cold, and 70% would tell their sick coworkers to go home if they could do it anonymously. You know what the problem with radio is? We all use the same microphone, and if one person's sick, spreads around work quickly. Going for a job interview, according to a list from CareerBuilder, the weirdest things people have done at a job interview. It's almost hard to believe this goes on. One person was eating crumbs off the table during the interview. One person bragging about stealing an old woman's treadmill. And another guy who told a woman she wouldn't get to heaven if she didn't hire him. I don't think these people were hired, were they? I wouldn't go near these people. I once had a guy interviewed here, and there was a question, are you a felon? And he checked off yes. And I said to him, you're a convicted felon? He goes, yes. And he's looking me in the eyes. I was afraid to ask him what it was for. I don't think I was allowed to, so I didn't. Now, we didn't hire him, but that wasn't the reason why. He just wasn't right for the job. But he got another job in radio. But, yeah, he said, yes, I am a convicted felon. He just stared at me and made me nervous. While filming an underwater scene for Avatar 2, Kate Winslet said she held her breath for over 7 minutes. That beats Tom Cruise's record of 6 minutes, but that's just for holding your breath while filming an underwater movie scene. The actual breath-holding record for underwater is 24 minutes. How do you hold your breath for 24 minutes? I can't even hold it for 20 minutes. I can't hold it for 20 seconds. Hey, you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope. That's a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, go to hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me this morning. Coming up in the next hour, we're talking to Mike Bino, who's here yesterday, but now we're going to finish the conversation and find out about some of the nice articles in Our Wisconsin magazine this month. That's all straight ahead right here at Civic Media's WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. We're all over the place. And by the way, all these interviews, if you miss any of them, let's say you're going to work and you got to get, you know, out of the car and you got to get into your office, they're all podcast. All our interviews, the whole show is podcast at WRJN.com and civicmedia.us. So you can always find the podcast there. 658 WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce. confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.